going to play golf at Castle Martyr in East Cork, just a few miles outside the city of Cork and very close to Middleton. Going to do that on a Saturday morning at 8:18 is special today, because I'm going to play golf with a man in celebration of his achievement of 40 years. In other words, this guy is 40 years old today. His birthday was during the week, but two of us are taking him to play golf in Castle Martyr. And if it wasn't for the rain recently, which will have soddened the ground dreadfully, I would have unequivocal anticipation looking forward, because Castle Martyr is a beautifully designed course. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm going to have a breakfast in the hotel as part of the celebration beforehand. And I've even been awake enough to find a little birthday gift for the man. So it's another chance to play golf, which I badly need. And it's another reminder that I haven't played golf during the week. And that, you know, an awful lot more practice is needed. Do you ever have a situation where you really do want to do something and you keep telling yourself you want to do it, but you keep not doing it? And that's a bit like this with the golf. So this will not do. You know, my whole body is not in the habit of swinging the golf club. My eye isn't used to calculating the pace of greens, or even my eye isn't used to judging the contours. So it all becomes something that you have to invent on the spot and hope, have a wish and a prayer for. So this is a diary of a mediocre golfer. In case you haven't ever come across a previous recording of Diary of a Mediocre Golfer, it's a series of audio recordings that I started in order to, and I'm just arriving in Castle Martyr now, there's a big green sign saying Castle Martyr, and one thing I will say is this is a very, very green country and place. But yes, this is a series I began as a diary to keep track of my efforts at golf. Now, the tricky thing coming into Castle Martyr itself is that I have to find Castle Martyr Resort. So the first thing I find is a brown sign, large, unmissable, saying Castle Martyr Resort, and that directs me down the main street of a village. Now, it's a pretty wide main street here in Castle Martyr. Many Irish villages have got narrow main streets. Suggests to me that there was once a foreign influence here. That it wasn't just a boring. But where's the next signpost? That's my big question. How do I actually get to Castle Martyr itself? Is this where I turn right? Do I go right there? No, I don't think I do. I go straight on. So I'm looking for the turn. So this is, I suppose, by way of a sort of warning to you. You could easily miss your way looking for Castle Martyr. It is a gem of a golf course. I often wonder how it got built. It's got a resort there, and the resort is in, as all these resorts are in Ireland now, financial difficulty. It's having a challenging existence, and I don't know any details about it, so I won't mislead you. I won't tell you it's in any particular financial arrangement at all, except I seem to have driven through Castle Martyr and missed the sign. So it looks like as if I'll just drive on here for a quarter of a mile more, and then I'll turn around and decide that I definitely am not mistaken. So there you are. If you're going to find your way to Castle Martyr Golf Course, you better have your wits about you. So I've turned the car around and I'm heading back towards Castle Martyr Village. Another interesting thing about Castle Martyr Village is that Pat Short, the comedian responsible for de mobile and de video and a double act on stage originally, and he's a stand-up comedian and a highly, highly talented individual. I understand he has a pub in Castlemartyr. The good thing about getting lost in Castlemartyr is I get a chance to see whether I can find it from the other side. So if I lived in East Cork, the eastern side of Cork, would I now be able to find Castlemartyr? I hope so. I'm missing good breakfast time. Yes, at the bottom of five brown signs on the left-hand side, on a road that says Shanagarry and Ballycotton, is a sign that says Castlemartyr Resort. And then I drive up the road a tiny bit more, and there's a big sign. So I can't possibly get lost now, I believe. And in the gates of Castlemartyr at 8:26, glorious sunshine, trees to the right of me, trees to the left of me, a little box there that would have once been had an employee in there controlling the ins and outs, or at least observing them. I can't afford that anymore. It's 15 kilometers per hour, and actually you're into magic. I have to say that is from a golfer's point of view, as soon as you enter Castlemartyr Resort, the estate, you're into magic, because the golf hole I've just observed, you know, really does suggest Scotland. It suggests there's a trace of a suggestion of a lynx. Now, this is not a lynx course, it's a parkland course, but there were wisps of grass there that suggested to me. And now there's a castle here. There's a castle. Or, yeah, a big house anyway. A ruin. So that's another great thing. What more would you want when you're going onto a golf course than a ruin? And then you have a waterfall. I mean, that's even greater. It's not a very high waterfall, but you've got glistening stuff on top of the water. And then you have a vista right over a little lake, which has a boat in it. So, you know, what more could you want? And then you have this big place here, which I assume is the resort. I've only gone to the golf course before. I'm just about to go looking for a parking place. Now, it's full of no parking signs, but it's a Saturday morning, and I'm not going to worry too much about that at the moment. I'm actually... comply, Paul, comply. The place is beautiful, and I don't want to spoil the look of the place. There's loads of cars parked along the road here. Loads of them. God, the place is full of people. Pretty rough track here, I must admit. Now here, we're going to park here and go in for breakfast. The sun is blinding my eyes, and it's warm as well. I've got a coat on me, but I don't need it. This must be a wedding place, then, but there are probably weddings on here this weekend. Loads of people staying here for that. Would be a really great location for a wedding, I have to say. Right on the right and left of the entrance are logs, cut logs. I think that gives a right rustic flavour to this building, which is more like a big country house. Let's go in here and find where I can. Oh, it's very, very have good morning. Wait to be seated. How could I find a place to... I find it. Follow the smell. Oh, maybe this is it. Yes. I'm walking in here now. There are people taking food on the right and left. Beautifully laid out white tablecloths. I'm looking for two men, and they're here at the table, and my food is ready for me. Continuing the Castlemartyr getting ready for golf experience after breakfast. I'm stuffed, I'm full, I've eaten several sausages, one piece of bacon, some mushroom, two lots of scrambled eggs, two bits of black pudding, some toast, some tea, some Americano coffee, and I'm walking now in the direction of the car to just nip around the corner and get ready to go and play golf. And it's... I have to say one thing. I have to say that the place that you eat breakfast in Castlemartyr Resort is pretty good. It's an absolutely delightful view out the window. and the whole place was nicely intimate, not tiny, plenty of room, plenty of space, lots of it wasn't occupied, but it was really nice to sit by the window with two friends and chat and be looked after. So yeah, so it's been a very good beginning at Castle Martyr, and I suppose the only thing that is now needed is to beat the pants off this guy whose birthday it is today. I gave him a present of a pink golf ball, special message written on the side of it as a kind of a memento. Okay, thanks very much. Bye-bye.